Well, this day, we continue with our coverage of the visit to Ireland of President Joe Biden. He's expected to touch down at Ireland West International Airport in County Mayo this afternoon for a series of engagements on the final day of his visit. Mr. Biden will travel to the Marian Shrine at Knock for a private visit and later speak at a public event outside St. Murdoch's Cathedral in Ballina. On today's programme, the latest on the presidential visit as Mr. Biden returns to his ancestral home. But as he celebrates his family connections to Ireland, another family is today mourning the loss of a life taken far too soon. The funeral has been taking place in County Galway of 14-year-old Kirsty Bowen, one of two teenagers who died in a road traffic accident outside Headford on Monday. Mourners were told that Kirsty's family has been devastated by her tragic death. We can talk to our Midwest correspondent, Cathy Halloran. Just heart-rending scenes at this funeral service, Cathy.
Yes, Brian, as you can imagine, a very sad and solemn occasion, but one of remembrance too, and remembrance of Kirsty and the joy she brought to her family and people. The first thing is the altar of the church is covered in exceptionally beautiful flowers, including large floral displays made up of the words daughter and sister from her parents, Kirsty and Teresa, and her two older siblings, Martha and Ava. Now, at the start of the Mass, Father Dixie Faber, who is the priest celebrating the Mass with three others from the nearby parish of Carlistran, he said they believed that all the ties of friendship and affection travel with us in death, and that they're confident God will remember all the good that Kirsty did in life, and he has now called her to himself. Symbols of her life were brought to the altar by her friends, her makeup bag and perfume to show her love of fashion and beauty, a tractor and truck to show her interest in her family's farming traditions, her hurley to show her camogie and sporting life, which she loved and had only competed in a competitive match last Thursday, and one of her paintings to show her talent in art and woodwork, which were her favourite subjects at school, and her headphones to show her love of music. The Mass also heard how her parents, Kirsty and Teresa, wanted to thank the thousands of people across the country who'd offered support and sympathy at this horrific time when this tragedy struck. He said our sympathy and support at this horrific time, and also they welcomed the statements by national leaders, the outpouring of support from schools and sports clubs, and also a wish too that the parents were not alone at this awful time.
And that emphasis on friendship, on her friends, and I'm sure the thoughts of many in the church today, with the other family bereaved by this tragedy, by the families so concerned for their two young children still in hospital.
Yes, of course. In his homily, Father Faber said Kirsty's family had indeed been devastated by her tragic death, and so many people had offered their support to them and her young friends who loved her. He said the sudden death of a loved one, the light suddenly goes out of life. One moment the sun is shining, and then without the slightest warning we're plunged into darkness, and in the space of a moment all our lives are turned upside down. He said the whole community was numbed by what happened. And why should this happen to Kirsty and to such a good family? Those questions are being asked. But also he asked to remember that she was young, she loved life, she was very creative and talented, she loved the company of her friends. And she was just beginning to spread her wings and experience the world and her community, but now she's gone. She was a very talented artist, and that would have been a great accomplishment for her in the future. But he appealed in particular to her friends not to be overwhelmed and to remember her with joy, the joy she brought to them and they to her.
Very good. Cathy Halloran in Galway for us this lunchtime. Thank you very much for that.